big hypothetical if we were to get together.
Will she be baking more brownies?
I mean, let's hope they're not poisoned, but
yeah,
I'm
no
a fan of brownies.
Well, there, if they were to try to reinvestigate their relationship, I think it would be different because they've kind of changed and evolved, and like people change as they get older, so it might have some of the same stuff and it might not.
Yes,
it might have something totally new that will knock your socks off.
are you done drinking, or are you still drinking?
I haven't shouted yet today.
In real life?
When I go home, he's done-ish.
Yeah.
He's done-ish.
Okay, yeah, ish. Yeah.
No, he's not done now.
Okay. That has to be exhausting, acting those scenes out.
Do you watch, do you research on that? On, like, really, I mean, I know you've played that on
I've always been a fan of actors who play good drunks in movies, so I kind of went through and saw what worked for other people.
Yeah.
And tried not to imitate them, but, like, tried to include what they did. So I'm a big fan of Dudley Moore. I think he's the best drunk ever in Arthur. Because of the humor and the vulnerability, but yet you knew there was something that motivated him to do it. So I think that there has to be that underlining seriousness in it, even though it's hilarious.
Wasn't he actually a big drunk in real life?
He was actually a very big drunk. Which shouldn't demean his acting any.
No, because acting and being, or what your impression or impersonation of a drunk is, a very different thing.
Right.
Because you don't really know what you're like when you're drunk.
Right.
Or people think they know what they're like, and they don't.
That's true.
As somebody who has just been sober for 2 years because I've been pregnant for 2 years straight. Not sober by choice. I'm apologizing. No. Just kidding. No, but when you are, and then you see everybody else, or you see your friends, and you're like, oh, God.
I hope I'm not like that.
I hope I would not like that. Or, oh, is that what it's like? And you're like, oh, okay. So it's a very different perspective.
Yeah. Were you happy when they gave you kind of owner, like they have the story where you own the club now with Julian?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm happy to get any sort of story. Yeah. Really. And it's still kind of evolving, but it's cool. Yeah, I'm glad that
you're owning the club.
Oh yeah.
With the name?
Yes. No, I just meant owning the club with being able to work with Susan.
She's past the baby storyline, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's fun to see like what will happen with that.
Yeah.
It's gonna give Chloe a chance to sing and
are you back full time?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure. I was like,
okay,
good.
Yeah, well the funny thing is, it sort of seems like it's like Chloe has left and she's back. And all this time, like, I never really went anywhere. Or at least they didn't tell me.
Yeah.
But, like in a magazine, and be like, Chloe's gone. And I'm like, what do you mean?
Oops.
Or she's back, and I'm like, I didn't really go anywhere, but they just weren't working me that much.
Right.
Or even, like, I didn't really have much of a maternity leave, so to speak. Like,
and I saw you, behind bigger clothes, like you're wearing, like, a big purse.
Oh, yeah.
That old trick.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been trying to hide.
It's cute.
And after a while, they just can't.
Just do it, yeah. Most of the fans, we know.
I think I saw, there's some sort of picture on Twitter or something, and someone's like, Chloe looks real pregnant here. And I was like, that was the one moment I was not.
You're like, thanks.
I was like, oh. Yeah. I thought I actually looked pretty good there, but
yeah,
I guess
great.
Not.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, we're getting a wrap-up.
Oh, sorry.